Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We like to gamble. Dave Agerty, if you consider that, we like to gamble.
No, I think it's yet to take off here in America.
Yeah. Are you much of a, Chad Hartman, Dave Aragon, you much of a gambler?
I mean, 6 out of 7 nights at the casino usually. Yeah. No, not too much. Once in a while.
I have never been much of a gambler.
No.
Like if gambling ever gets here, and we'll get it by about 3020, I guess I'd go. I mean, if you want to, it's a little bit like pot right now. Well, now pot is legal, but for the last who knows how many years. If you wanted to get a little spleef, you could get some. If you want to gamble, you can gamble.
You got options.
I had a guy who sadly since passed away, who, very good friend, and he was involved in 3 businesses. Selling pot, fixing golf clubs, and taking bets. And he did a great job fixing clubs. I finally stopped going to him because I'd have to leave a message. And I would say, hey, I'm bringing my irons over, you know, once a year, once every 18 months, whatever. I'm having them, I want them re-gripped. I want the Golf Pride mid-size, whatever. And at the end of the message, I would say, and for any authorities listening right now, this is not code word for I'm taking the Jets, given 6, or I'm not buying a dime bag. I just like my friend Mark to fix my clubs. But I doubted where this was going, so then I switched over to Stan at the Golf Club Hospital, who's an all-timer who walked away. About a year and a half ago. I have a good story with Stan. If you're into golf, you probably know Stan. Stan was, I think, what, about 38th in Bryant? And thousands and thousands of customers. And so Stan is just finishing up some clubs. I'm sitting there and I go, Stan, just background. Give me a client who's really like the number one pain in the butt when you are working on his clubs. No matter what, they're not quite right. I mean, they think they're Tiger 2000. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, I got one right away. I got the clear-cut winner right
Jack
away.
Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we should probably get Jack on. You know, he won a suit against Nicklaus Company. Mm-hmm. $50 million.
Yeah.
We might have to get, maybe tomorrow, Jack will join us. And he goes, there's no way you know this guy. I go, maybe I do. You don't know. This is what I go, go ahead. It's a good friend. I mean, I just couldn't wait to call him. I mean, but then I couldn't. I couldn't call because Stan told me.
You tell you, that's in confidence.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we got an enormous gambling story today. By now, you know it if you've been paying any attention. We got twofold, right? We got playing poker and we got prop bets.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also get this out to all media members, to all lawyers, to all talk show hosts, to all headline writers. Enough of the sports betting cliches right now. Enough of it. I'm sick of them already, and I watched the press conference 2.5 hours ago.
I thought the U.S. attorney gave some nice dad joke puns.
Oh.
That's why they made the open today.
Yes.
Your luck has run out.
Your luck has run out, you know. but they like the names, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They do like the names of Operation Royal Flush, Operation Nothing But Bet. So they even like the silly little sports cliches. But let's get to the poker one first and then the basketball one, and then that'll lead us to a bit of a conversation. They brought in Chauncey to be the eye candy. And again, among my 10 favorite Wolves players of all time just to sit and talk to, Chauncey Billups. I told you and Adam and Josh just off air that a couple of years ago, I happened to be at a Wolves-Blazers game. Not like I was real excited for Wolves-Blazers, just worked out. And I went down there just to say a quick hello to Chauncey because I so enjoyed our interaction. Like, I was at a game a couple of years before that when he was working TV for the Clippers, and he walked all the way down, surprised me, gave me a hug. Just, to me, was always a kind person, respectful, intelligent, who this franchise underutilize, to say the least. But it's just a stunning gambling situation where they're using Chauncey to some significant level to convince high rollers not only is this a great poker game, you get to play with Mr. Big Shot. That's his nickname. It works out. You get to play with a Hall of Famer. You get to play with a world champion. And then, where do I go on the situation? X-ray machines below the table to read the cards. Contact lenses for the pre-marked cards they're passing out. You know, they're dealing. Secret cameras and others in the shuffle machine. The shuffle machine was preordained also to know where the cards were. And then you'd have quite a few people involved, including someone, according to the allegations. Again, they're just allegations. There are a lot of allegations. You got the quarterback who's signaling to others, this is the play. You know, go up with your bid. Go down with your bid. You know, all in.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it might be. An enormous operation. Because that on its own is significant, right? So you have that. And then we get to the basketball one. And it's also, you know, it's, I think it's, you know, we're looking for uniformity in 2025. You know what can bring us together? Knowing the mob is still out there and having a lot of success.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels good, you know, whether it's in the 30s, 70s, 90s, or now the 20s, that La Cosa Nostra is still around.
Yeah, it's good to know Scorsese's around. He can probably have a screenplay about this whole situation out in a year or two, get the movie going.
I'm assuming today, they're not that long, that right now De Niro, Pesci,
Pacino,
and Leo
mm-hmm.
are in a room, and they're already kind of gathering together. How are we going to put this movie out?
Casting decisions being made. Who plays Chauncey?
Yeah.
Who plays Rozier?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then on the hoops ones, it's basically prop bets. That's what it is. That, you know, a lot of people have raised this idea of prop bets forever because it's incredibly complex to throw the game itself. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because with basketball, Terry Rozier, who had a couple brief moments that allowed him to be massively overpaid, he's not good enough to really control an entire game. Because if, you know, where he's at with the Heat right now, Eric Spoelstra is going to say, get the hell out of here. Now, if you get to LeBron, if you get to Luka, if you get to Ant, those type of guys, you got a better chance. That's why some of the other legendary sports booking, you're getting to multiple players. But with prop bets, you can be the prop bet yourself, as Rozier was. You can reach out to others. You can intimidate others, which is alleged. You can intimidate others who owe money, which is alleged. And let's be honest, the leagues for decades stayed as far away as possible. Now they're having threesomes with gambling all over the place. With teams, with the media, you name it. I watched the Wolves last night on FanDuel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
ESPN bets. How many teams we got in Vegas right now? We're about to get the fourth. The NBA at some point in the next 5 years, although maybe does this slow it down? The leagues are partnering with this. You think about back, you know, in the Pete Rozelle era, our old school commissioners. I mean, back in the 70s, when CBS, with Brent and Phyllis and Irv, when they hired Jimmy the Greek, there were a lot of people in the league office, Elizabeth, because Jimmy was known to hang around with the mob. And just given the odds and picking a game, that was stunning for CBS.
Yes, and getting Brent and Al Michaels, others who at the end of a game.
Yes.
Oh, that field goal will make some people in the desert very unhappy.
Been coy about it.
Yeah.
Right? Very coy. What's been discussed for a long time now with these in the states where gambling's legal, waiting to get the okay, where you can do prop bets right from this little contraption right here where I'm holding.
That's a phone.
That is a phone where all of a sudden, if I would go to Monday's Wolves game, Ant against the Joker. Joker's over under. Does he get the triple double and the odds changes throughout? Ant, how many points does he get? You know, what's the lead of the end game? And the appeal is in-game betting.
Yes. Prop bets quarter to quarter, at bat to at bat.
Yeah. And you want to prey on addiction? Prop bets on your phone, games going. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing, and there are gamblers who are flat-out addicts. There's no doubt about it. This is a dopamine situation. There are others who are not addicts. They just like doing it. And they're in control. But if – I don't fault anybody for – I mean, when I first saw it this morning, I was just like, wow. And then I went, is it really wow? It was wow because it was – both of them, and it was Chauncey. I'm just watching him last night at 11:30.
The season just started.
I mean, he's got a soundbite in the press conference last night where he says to Jason Quick, what does he say, let the chips fall where they want or something like that? Last night.
Oh, boy.
You know. Riley, you know, last night, you know, Jason Quick's probably thinking, no big deal. Then he's thinking, uh-oh. Uh-oh, now I get why maybe that was so comfortable. So it is an enormous gambling story. And it has the potential. I mean, it's already an enormous sports story. But how do the leagues react Does this slow down the omnipresence of sports betting? We've had a debate, the two of us, where I've been typically libertarian, saying they're adults. I'm not talking about 15-year-olds, whether it's 18 or 21. Let's allow gambling in the state. You have taken the opposite view. Why?
Because I view it as a very predatory industry, specifically the online betting. If you want to drive yourself to a sports book and sit there an all afternoon, fine.
Yeah.
But the online thing, the constant, you know, notifications, here, make this bet, make that bet. I think it's far too predatory, and I think we've had enough data saying people often can't help themselves at this point.
All right, so a lot to discuss. We're going to stay with this for a little bit because it's such a big story. And by the way, when it's a cross-section like this, it should be an enormous story. I want your contributions through text and calls. What is your curiosity level to this story? Are you someone who gambles or has gambled? Do you think this is a one-off? Or do you think this forces the leagues to pull back and say, we can't be a part of it? Because I'm skeptical of that, Dave, because the money
huge
is huge. And you know what they think it's going to be down the line? Huger. Hugest. I mean, we're going to have Jim Pete on today. Our boy, and I'd have him on anyway. But again, as I watched him and Grady last night on the FanDuel Network, FanDuel's not out there just giving you a cuddle. You know, there's a reason why FanDuel is spending that money. Other related topics to this, I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Aquarius. I want to talk Aquarius Home Services. And I want to talk about the calling card today. I'm going to start with right now, the Connecticut drinking water system. If you buy one now, you can save up to 25%. That's AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended around since 1987, adding customer after customer after customer, just having so much success in this industry. And I was doing commercials with them at The Fan. Then because Dave had such a relationship with him here, it was Dave. And then I'm back with him. Even when I'm not doing commercials with Kinetico, with Aquarius, guess what? I still have it in my house. I've had it at a home I've owned since 1993. Have the best water you can have. Don't take any risk. And save up to 25% with that Connecticut drinking water system. Sure, they've got the water softener. Sure, they can work with that utility room. But this is the time to reach out and get the best drinking water system on the planet. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is us. Faking like we get along? Is this what this is about?
That's 100% it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Taylor leads the list of the nominees for the 2026 Songwriters Hall of Fame that came out today.
How long do you have to be around to be in the Songwriters Hall of Fame? She's a kid.
She's not that much of a kid anymore.
What
She's
is she, 35-ish maybe?
Ooh, let's look it up.
Yeah.
I was thinking even a little older.
And the folks, she just sings the songs, baloney.
No, she is 35. Nailed it. Well done.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So others nominated this year?
All nominees for the 2026 induction to the Hall of Fame for songwriting.
Excellent. Let's get to the gambling story. Many parts of this we are willing to discuss. Jim Pete, 105, and I have very sad news to announce. Jason DeRush is back. Not only is he back, he's on the radio with us.
It's tough for the whole WCCO family.
I was told that he exploded in Greece and that Alyssa had already found a new boyfriend. Sadly, it was AI. Yeah, we could have caught a break, but unfortunately, he's back. Mike has called in to join in on the topic. Mike, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
All right. Thank you for taking my call, Chad. First segment there, I got to admit. So if I'm rehashing, feel free to stop me.
Mike, we're going
to put your conversation.
Let's put Mike on hold just for a second because I get the sense this is going to be a good call. But it just kind of happens where the phone warbles. I hope we don't lose Mike. I don't want to lose Mike. I didn't want to cut him off. I just want people to be able to hear, and especially if he's pouring his soul out. I don't want to say, hey, Mike, we didn't get into that. Among the texts, Chad, I'm a true gambler. Vegas. 6-7 times a year. I hate online gambling. It's a slippery slope. I know too many young kids betting out of their budget, including my kid. 95% of the population can't afford to gamble online. I've lost hundreds of thousands over years, but not a cent online. That is, we'll get to Mike here in a second. That's a huge part, Dave, because to suggest we don't have individuals who go to Vegas and are all under control, that would be silly. I could call a buddy of mine right now who goes out there all the time and gets incredible treatment because he goes out there so much. But when it's just sitting there on your phone and there are ways for young kids in this world to get around it or wait till they're 18 and gamble and gamble and gamble, and a lot of these kids are isolated. They're in their bedrooms. The parents are trying to get to them, or the parents are terrible, and they're not getting to them. That's where it's just drip, 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 drip.
Yeah, big difference between flying to Vegas or driving to a sports book to make the bet, making that active decision versus your phone pinging you to say, bet on me.
Yeah, and I'm always here. I will never leave. Keep the text coming, 651-461-9226. Mike, I hope you understand. I want the folks to be able to hear you. Thank you so much for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. So I'm 38, and I we'll throw like $5 down on a game every now and then. But if everything that was available to me now as a 38-year-old was available to me as a 19 to 25-year-old, and my brain's not even fully developed yet, I don't know where I'd be. I really don't. And one thing that makes me really worried is going back to what you were talking about yesterday, there's haves and have-nots. You got young men out there who are really alienated, and they are very malleable with their feelings and their thoughts and their actions. And no wonder it's sports betting, it's crypto, Robin Hood gamifying stock trading, free porn, all these sorts of things, legal weed, all these things in a vacuum on their own. I'm totally fine with that. But then when you're bombarding young men specifically over and over again, well, no wonder they're nihilists. And so I don't know what the answer is, but stuff with Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups and Emmanuel Clase was bound to happen.
Yes, it was.
And you know, I don't know. I don't have any answers, but I do know that we are failing like our young men right now, and this is directly related to it. So I'm not saying the Wild and Timberwolves need to be playing on a differently named network. I'm not saying the hockey arena in St. Paul needs to be renamed. None of that. But this was all bound to happen, and it's not going to get better. I see the NHL does a deal with Kalshi, the betting market, online, you know, and I'm watching the game the other night. The Calgary Flames have Atlanta Lottery logo on their uniform, and I think there are others that have lottery, you know.
So
how could I get mad at Chauncey Billups or Terry Rozier in a way? I mean, I am, but it's like, how would you expect this not to happen? So
very good call, Mike. I appreciate it.
I'm worried.
I am too. Let's do this. Let's continue that, including a lot of texts on this gambling issue. Let's again talk about Chauncey is tied to the poker part of this story. Okay, he's tied to the poker part. I get up, people are going to say, well, Chauncey, basketball, he's a head coach. He's tied to being kind of, what was the term they had for him? They, God, I forget. I jotted it down, but I don't have it right now. Especially just the IQ,
yeah,
like I said before. You get the opportunity. Hey, not only I like playing poker, I like to, but now I get to play with Chauncey Billups or fill in the blank. Now, to what level, you know, he's going to say when he's going to try to defend himself, I didn't know I was just going there to play, you know, and what they're going to push back on. So Chauncey's with the poker side. But Mike raises such a good point. And he ties it to two of our topics yesterday with the NVEs and our great conversation with Andy Luger. I wholeheartedly encourage you to listen to Andy Luger anytime he's on with us. Yesterday on the NVEs multiple times, also spinning into his football career and his joy on that, then talking about the fraud part. I mean, Luger is gold on the show. And we're so lucky to have him on a semi-regular basis. And also, we started the show yesterday on the haves and the have-nots in this society. And now that's getting further and further apart. And Mike raises the point about kids and targeting them. So let's continue to combine all of this on this story. Not just the story, but the other permutations that we're bringing up. Keep the calls and texts coming. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is this David himself or is it others?
David Byrne.
Okay. Among the great movie concerts, these guys, decades ago, just great. Man, they were so good. He started to pop up more and more the last few years, right?
Yeah, David Byrne?
Yeah. Talking Heads. Are they properly rated or are they underrated, would you say?
It's hard to say since they were before my time.
Yeah. I think.
But I think I'd say proper, but leaning towards under.
Yeah. Among the tax funny commercial for TreasureIslandCasino.com during the break. This show is not calling for the abolishment of all casinos. Okay. I'm not calling for the end of media outlets to partner with casinos. No way, no how.
Far from it.
Far from it. We're talking about sports, these partnerships, and then how easy it is for you to be in a business meeting, on a conference call, where you're really not paying attention. Or it's not your time to talk, and you're going, what game's happening right now?
Yeah, ooh, Twins are playing a day game.
Yeah. Let me prop on how many strikeouts Joe Ryan's going to have today. Let me prop on, let's be even more realistic, how many strikeouts the Twins are going to have today.
Just pounding the over.
Yes.
Over.
Right? And then, again, let's make sure these are separate. The poker game. Where they got cameras, they got x-rays, they got the shuffle deck, and they got Chauncey as the eye candy. And before we get to more texts here, 651-461-9226, you know, Mike did a very good summation. Nihilism and what Luger wrote about over the weekend in the Star Tribune and what he explained with us yesterday, where there are millions and millions of people who are just constantly looking to prey on people. In this case, plenty of them are younger, but there is, and it's just not a small group, we have evil. Like, we still have such a high percentage of very good people. And I'm not even in any way alluding to, well, you're to the right or left, right? You can have evil within that, but this is apolitical.
Yeah. Nihilism. That's what he was talking about.
This is nihilism where they get joy, get pleasure, get sexual pleasure on playing this out. And again, check out Andy's op-ed in the Trib, or we'd really love it if you'd listen to his our podcast with him yesterday. Chad Hartman Show, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple, just punch it in, you'll find it. think about this when they're working together to convince a person who is facing mental health issues, extraordinarily depressed, lonely, you name it, and they're trying to check another box by convincing someone to end their life.
And film it.
And film it.
And then have it posted to these websites that he was talking about where,
yes,
for some reason, people go to watch.
Where others are every bit as excited just to watch it. Then we have the tens of millions of younger individuals who, for a combination of reasons, number one is this thing, the phone again. COVID played a part, but let's not act like this wasn't going on well before COVID, where the thought of going out and interacting with society, with civilization, they're repulsed by that. They're afraid of that. They feel like it's unnecessary. You got another story today about Gen Z and sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Want to explain that one?
Well, we've had stories for months now about how Gen Z is just not having the relationships and the amount of sex, literally, that previous generations did. And the story today is, not only that, they're not interested in watching movie and TV shows that have sex, relationship, drama, things like that.
Yeah. It's the phone debate and the social media debate. How long could all of us function without our phone? And then I will still defend many, many aspects of social media, which make our life better, but to deny the power it has on those who you never thought they could get to, or the ones you worried about, it's everywhere. And this ties back to not as much the poker part with Chauncey, but the betting. And yes, it's Damon Jones. Yes, it's Terry Rozier. But unless there is a radical step back, and I think the chances are zero, don't you? I don't think this is going to be Adam Silver, Gary Bettman, Rob Manfred, and Roger Goodell say, we're giving up billions, basically, and we're out of the business.
Yeah. Move the Raiders back to Oakland.
Yeah, we're done with
Take
Vegas.
Take the Golden Knights, send them somewhere. No, there's way too much money.
And, again, a couple texts, you know. Why are you surprised? I didn't say I was surprised, but you can anticipate something happening or the possibility and then still be like, whoa, it finally happened.
Yeah. It's not like this hasn't happened before.
And
many, many, many decades ago.
Yes.
Athletes were being.
Oh, God, yeah. And so how many others were pursued? I mean, you think Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, that's it? Come on. Class A with the Guardians, come on. How many others are still doing it right now and the authorities just don't know about it? And will this even cause them to step back? And as a texter said, we got in this debate a little bit ago where there is a bill being debated now to allow college athletes to bet on pro sports. You're kidding me, right? We really need more of that? Is that right? All right, let's pause, come back. Another call or two, few texts. Don't forget, Jim Pete is with us. We'll actually talk about a game. Well, this will come up too with Jim. But we got plenty of serious talk to get to, but this is a big talker today. And we're trying to blend it with a few of the topics we've discussed the last few days. And I think it, in many ways it all works together. 50 past 12, insurance. Not the health insurance conversation, but your car insurance, your home insurance. Maybe you have a cabin. Maybe you have a condo. Maybe you're a real estate person. Maybe it's tied to a homeowners association. And maybe it's tied to something where you're not sure you really need insurance and you got to find out. Here's what you do. just remember this website, TeamShoal.com. TeamShoal.com. What is this? This is Amber Scholl, who runs this great office in town, and they work with American Family. So you're going to get the full, powerful backing of an established giant in this industry with American Family. But I want a team, and it's not just Amber. She has quite a few people there who will get back to you right away when you reach out to TeamShoal.com. Find out if you're covered enough. Find out if you're paying too much. Find out ways maybe when you can partner with what American Family's offering up to save you money. I'll just say it this simple. Amber's been with the office for 15 years, running it for 3-4. I, since I came back in 1990, yep, I'm 170, I have not strayed from this office because they've led us right every single time. TeamShoal.com. He's not in already?
Not yet. Kenny's up for it, though. Come on, Kenny.
Yeah. Is Kenny putting out any new material?
No, but this stuff's gold.
Oh, it's a great song. Tremendous movie, except for one lout.
Oh, Chevy was great in the movie.
So many other people would have been better.
He was very good. He was a perfect Ty Webb.
Yeah, because he's loathsome.
That's right.
Regarding the news on Gen Z not having sex, I must be a 72-year-old Gen Zer. 6 is great. Okay, go out and have sex today. Okay? Don't force anyone. Consensual sex is properly rated. Let's go with that. Gen Z isn't having any sex because they're all watching free porn. Too much of a generalization for me. Sure.
I'm sure it's part of it.
I'm sure it's part of it.
Absolutely has to be part
of it. By the way, there are millions and millions of older men who are watching porn a lot, and they're still having sex, right? And there can be a disassociation from actual sex and porn and expectations and pressure and isolation. But if you never leave your parents' basement, if you never leave your apartment, if you never go out socially, if you're so uncomfortable and you're never around anyone, it's kind of tough to have sex. My 35-year-old son and his friends talk about online gambling as if it's an investment, like putting money into a retirement account.
Oh, my.
I bet there are, again, not exaggerating, tens of millions of parents who could say the same thing. Don't ever gamble on sports. I'm reading your text here. I agree. Shouldn't be able to do it on the phone. Should have to go to place and get rid of all the bets on the little things, the prop bets. Justin, whether a team wins or loses. Would the league ever look, leagues ever say, we're going to keep the huge partnerships, but we're going to separate from the prop bets? That this is something we've, they've debated this in meetings endlessly. Is this one area where they would draw the line? Because it also costs them a lot of money.
I can't see them making that decision.
What if there was another announcement next week? What if it's a second set? Like, in this case, it was more Major League Baseball or something. Because we know it's happening, right?
Another interpreter?
Yeah, Shohei, he did escape from that.
He sure did.
Pretty darn quick. You want to stop here?
No, another 15 seconds another 15. Would be great.
All right. We're going to start talking Wolves with Jim Pete because it was an entertaining game. They should win that game. They should win that game 8 out of 10 times. The Blazers aren't making the playoffs. But it was fun, and Ant was great at the end. Jim Pete, next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.